chant the names of Vitagaranga before we encourage him so much to chant Maha Mantra?
No, why not? Mama, what is the difference between Vitagaranga and Hare Krishna? Vitagaranga, Hare and Hare Krishna, same thing. They go around with you.
Right.
Whatever he finds convenient, let him chant.
This country, which is one time followed the Aryan path, Zoroastrianism, which is now practiced primarily Islam, although having absorbed many of the original elements in it. Do you have a recommendation as to how people in the country might feel the grace of Krishna, perhaps even within the forms of their own traditional practice?
What is that traditional practice?
They're in, apart from Zoroastrianism, which the majority traditional practice now is Islamic and the Shiite sect.
What is that?
That involves the prayer 5 times a day.
Huh?
It involves a prayer. 3 to 5 times a day. The Shias.
Five times?
Well, it's Islamic prayer 5 times a day, but the Shias compress it to 3 times, the same prayer.
Why?
Because they are permitted to say 2 of the prayers at noon and 2 of the prayers in the evening at one time, other than spreading them through the afternoon and.
Oh, they're disobeying the order of Muhammad.
Yes, they follow essentially the same practice.
No, you cannot amend on the words of Mom if he is a true Muslim.
I don't think they meant to amend it.
No, why? There was 5, they amend 3. That is amendment. You cannot do that.
Been maintained that Ali, that this was the practice of Ali.
What is that?
That Ali prayed at noon in the afternoon.
Ali, representative of Muhammad.
He's the brother-in-law. I said Ali.
Ali.
Yeah.
Ali Hussein.
Yeah.
No.
Hussein is his son.
Oh.
And he is the cousin and the son-in-law of the prophet.
Oh.
But can they feel the grace of Krishna within this framework?
Hmm?
Within the framework of their dietary laws, their in opening up the experience of Krishna to them?
No. If one wants to follow Quran, let him follow strictly that. No halfway, we see.
And preaching in Iran should be essentially for those people who have fallen away from their traditional faith.
Yes. Everyone is false. They are simply an enemy and concoct. That's not good. Why is this good? Huh. accepted himself in what relationship with God?
With God.
Mm-hmm.
He presented himself as the last expression of the divine revelation in the West.
No, what was his relationship? Just like Christ, he presented himself as the Son of God. Well, what is the position of Mamba?
He presented himself as a man, as considered by Muslims as the perfect man.
Yes.
And he was the perfect expression of the divine manifestation in human terms. He was not a divine figure as Christ or Krishna.
Mm.
He was a he was simply a man, and who was the mouthpiece of the divine word.
What is the meaning of Allah or Akbar?
In God, the greatest.
Greatest.
Yes. Akbar is in the superlative of Kabir.
And Muhammad is the greatest? No. He is subordinate.
No. In fact, it's Muslims object to their religion being called Mohammedanism because it implies that they worship Muhammad. Whereas in fact, they go straight to God, to Allah, which and that Muhammad simply was a messenger.
That's good.
And they call their religion Islam,
mm-hmm.
which means submission.
They very good.
The Muslim is he who submits.
Then God is the greatest, and we are infinite and finite, limited. We are not greatest. And our business is to serve him. What is that?
Our business is to serve him. Mm-hmm. Precisely as I said last night.
Huh?
Our business is to satisfy him.
That's it.
There is a tradition. If there's a body of 40 traditions, which are called the sacred traditions, one of which says, but these are the words of God as enunciated by through Muhammad. One of them saying that the more you strive towards me, the more you love me, the closer I come to you.
Oh, then the ultimate goal is how to love God.
Yes.
And then you? That is our heart. Pleasure. So we can for all dharma. That all what feel a look is. Prema Pumasa Maha. This is the highest goal of life. How one has developed his love for God. And Bhagavad says that is first class religion. We train the followers how to love God and serve Him. That is first class. Then Islam is Vaishnava. In a crude form, like the Christian. We can amalgamate that all. If the same man I suggested that there are many churches vacant. If they give us these churches, we shall install deity, goes from the Mithai Gaur, and Panchatattva. And along with them, we shall worship Lord Jesus Christ. Similarly, we can do Muhammad. But they are against this duty was there.
Yes.
Muhammadans.
Yes. In that sort of expression. Amongst the Sufi poets.
Duty is also expression. Form is also expression.
Yes.
But they do not understand it.
But the Sufis do, because the Sufis.
They have got form, was it? Sufis?
They don't worship form as such, but they speak of it in the poetry. They say, in one poem of Hafez, that the meeting between Hafez and the spiritual master, and he asked the spiritual master, Kofan in Peyu, Zoyf the Baton, and Peyu Cheese, Kof Hafez. I asked him, what was this current, this chain of idols that we must worship? And he replied, so that thy heart might moan, lament above the dark night.
Dark night?
The dark night of ignorance. And
oh, dark night.
Preparation. God. So that we use the formal expression of worship. The expression.
The parishan, how it is possible, the parishan is expressed when there is separation between man to man or man to woman. Person. Otherwise, what is the meaning of separation?
Separation from one's divine.
Divine, deep means must be person. They do not believe in the personality of Godhead.
I believe the Sufis. See the personality of Ali.
I'm not talking of the Sufis. I'm talking of the original Islam.
Well, the Sufis claim to be the original Muslims.
Do the, all the Muslims accept it? Yes?
There are about 780 different schools of Islam, different ideas.
Then we have to take the original. Otherwise, misled.
Well, I think the original path must be found in Sufism. It can't be, because that is the...
If the original path is followed, why is it named Sufism?
Because there are those who have fallen away from it.
Huh?
There are those who have fallen away from it, just as it ended up in the...
Who has fallen? The Islam or the Sufis?
I think the formalists have fallen away, like the Jnanis in Hinduism. There's a dispute between the Shaivites and the Vaishnavites.
Who are following? The original Islam or the Sufis?
The Sufis are the original Islam.
Huh?
Sufis are the original Muslims.
Sufis? Where they do not follow? Sufis?
Sufis are the original...
The original cult?
Yes.
Before Muhammad?
No, we're springing from.
Then how can say it is original?
Yes.
Huh?
It is original. All the schools of law that they've developed were in the
beginning. It is original. Why is it named differently?
Because there are those who have fallen away from it, and they are the ones who use this name. The Sufis don't use the name without themselves. It's used by others who wish to...
What is the meaning of Sufism? Literary.
Well, Sufism in a sense is what Bhaktism is in the Hindu context.
Bhakti means to offer service to the Lord. Does it mean?
Absolutely.
So then the Lord is to be sad, then he must be a person. Otherwise, where is the person of service?
Well, the Sufis can see that, the personal aspect of the Lord.
Unless one is person, how can I serve him? I cannot serve the air or the sky. I must serve a person. Love does not exist in the sky or in the air. It must be a person. Man or woman, it doesn't matter. Otherwise, where there is love? Whom to love?
The Sufis find love in these figures. For example, the Sufi of an Arabi through the face of a beautiful woman.
Through the face of a beautiful woman. So there's a materialist also find.
There's the material aspect, absolutely.
And therefore, in Islam religion, the form is a rejection. So that it will come to there. As soon as they think of form, they think of this material form, beautiful face of woman. That is degradation. Therefore, you are strict not to conceive material form. That is Vedic conception. Apanipada Jamanat Grahita. He has no legs, no hands. This is denying the form. And next he says, the Veda says, Jamanat Grahita. He can accept whatever you offer to him. That means God has no material form. But he has form, otherwise how can I accept? How can I understand my love? So that's when the original Islamism, the form is not accepted. So that is Vedic description. Form and formless. Formless means no material form. And form means vision. 17. It's like, I am, you are. I am within the body. But I am not this body. This form I not have. But what from the form of the body came into existence? Because I am got form. The sweater has got hand because I have got hand. The sweater is the covering. If I have got form, then how the sweater has got hand? The pant has got leg. So the pant practically is not the leg. The real leg is within the pant. Similarly, this is not my form. This is like pant, leg of the pant, or hand of the coat. Real form is within. Asmin dehe. That is not material form. If the real form I could see, you could see, then there was no controversy, the spirit, but they cannot see. Therefore they say formless. If it is formless, then how the outer form comes up? How it can be? The tailor makes the coat because the man has got form. As the coat has got hands, so it is concluded that the man for whom the coat is made, he has got form. How you can say without form? The difficulty is that we can see the form of the coat, but we cannot see the form of the man. That is my defects in the eyes. Not that God is formless, because he is not formless.
God is seen in the form of the saints.
Huh?
God is seen in the form of the saints.
That is another. That is secondary. But God has got form. That is the conclusion. But we cannot see with our present eyes. That is the sky. Atasya Krishna Namadi Namavim Grayam Indriyam. By your this blunt senses. Same thing. It's like I see you, but I see your body. You see me, my body. And the body is there, and the soul is not there, then it is lump of matter. You kick it out, and nobody will protest. If you dead body, you smash with your legs and boots, nobody will revive you. But so long the soul is there, if somebody is smashed like that, immediately there will be protest. From all sides. So yeah. So the people have no knowledge about the real form. Therefore they say formless.
When the body changes, Srila Prabhupada, how is it when our thoughts, size of the thoughts changes, because our body grows bigger, the size of the thought is bigger.
Yes. So that is spiritual form. It can take, it can become bigger, smaller, like that.
But the form is the same.
This has been, body has been described as the dress. So the form of the dress cannot be there unless there is form of the person who puts on the dress. How can I deny it? Because the dress has got form, the person who puts on the dress must have form. How can I deny this argument? You cannot say formless. It may be you cannot see it. That is different. But it must be form. An individual. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. That Krishna said, Arjuna, you and me and all these persons were here. They are existing like that. Past is now existing and they will exist in the same. They will all are individual.
Krishna, can one say that Krishna is the form that presents itself of Godhead, which presents itself to man, and Bhagavan is the essential aspect?
Bhagavan, yes, in the original.
Same as Krishna.
Just like the sun. Sun's sign is very big. And the sun glow is not so big, but which is important? The sun sign or the sun glow?
But it's the glow which reaches man, because...
Yeah, this is an example.
He can't really touch the glow because it would be consumed.
That is another thing. The quality is changed. But it is, there are five elements. This is made of fire, that's all. And your body is made of earth. And that is the sun glow, or the sun god, the body is made of fire, that's all. There are other planets also. The body is made of air. Because you do not find more than these five elements. Earth, What are your sky? Gross and subtle, mind, intelligence and ego. So, subtle is air, but gross, somewhere the fire is permanent, somewhere water is permanent, so air is permanent, somewhere earth is permanent. So here, in this world, in this planet, the earth is permanent. Ether is present from ether by sound.
How is ether distinct from air?
Huh?
How is ether distinct from air?
Ether you cannot feel touch, air you can feel touch.
On this planet, bodies are made of earth. But there are other places of the planets where the physical body is composed of a different combination. So one is predominantly air, another can be fire, another water. But is ether a gross element as well?
Space.
So in that sense, it's a gross element.
Yeah.
It's perceivable by the senses. A sound.
Oh. Ether is perceived by sound, air is perceived by touch, then ether, air, then fire. You can see by ether. And then next,
water.
You can taste. And the heart, you can smell. These five senses are there to appreciate these five kinds of elements. All right.